This goes to Dr. Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Alkeek, Alkiek, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Raymond Kindle, K-I-N-D-E-L, date of birth April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kendall with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and secondary hyperparathyroidism with the previous parathyroidectomy of several glands. His last visit was December 16th of 2024. His weight is stable. He's been feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. A medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the calcitriol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Metoprolol 25 milligram. He takes a half a tablet once daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 191 pounds. Pulse is 52. Blood pressure is 118 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 2.03, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 32. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.9, phosphorus 3.9, albumin 4.3. Hemoglobin is 13.7, normal white count, normal platelets, intact parathyroid hormone is 142.6, which is stable. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently stable, and is in normal sinus rhythm today. And 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism with stable intact parathyroid hormone levels and normal calcium levels. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.